Good morning, Victory Life Church. Just a couple of announcements real fast. Monday night, every Monday night until you hear otherwise, Monday night at 6:30 p.m. in your homes, gather your family. If you're the only believer in the house, we'll go off by yourself. But at 6:30 Monday nights, let's all collectively spend a time in prayer. Let's pray for our nation, pray for revival. There's so many needs in this church, in this community. And so many people are going through so much right now. And us as believers, we need to bring these burdens to the Lord. We're not meant to carry them ourselves. We're meant to give them to the Lord. So please, Monday, 6:30 p.m., gather up together in your homes. Spend some time in prayer. Here at Victory Life Church, in our devotional time, we're all encouraged to read the book of Mark this month. So, read a chapter or two a day. If you read a chapter a day, which isn't a lot at all, if you read a chapter a day, you can read the book of Mark twice this month, and it is so rich and so encouraging. So just try and remember that, guys. Pass that along. We want to pray every Monday night, and we want to read the scripture, and we're in the book of Mark. Having said that, happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Everybody, go ahead and turn with me to the book of Exodus. Exodus, the first chapter, is where we're going to start today. And I want to talk to you guys, this message is for everybody, but I do want to talk to you guys about one of the coolest, most awesomest moms in the Old Testament, and that's Moses' mom. She's an amazing woman, and there's not a lot written about her in the Bible, but there's an awful lot that we can learn about her. There's an awful lot that we can learn from her and put into practice. Amen. So let's just pray real fast. Father God, thank you that your will is going to be done with this sermon, Lord. Father God, thank you that this message is going to go out and it is going to encourage many folks, Lord. Thank you that you have big plans for this church. You have big plans for this congregation. Lord God, let us be obedient to your will. Let us be obedient to your word. And let us be about your business. Let us not be full of fear or anxiety or discouragement, but let us be full of your love and your peace and your strength and your joy. Let us constantly and continually keep our focus on you. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' wonderful, precious name we pray. Amen. So guys, we're in Exodus this morning, and I'm going to give you a little background. What we got going on here is Joseph was sold into slavery into the land of Egypt, and he rose to power. Joseph became the second in command of all of Egypt. And when he passed away, a new pharaoh came into power in Egypt who could care less about Joseph or his family. But during this time, Joseph's family, who was brought over into Egypt, was growing and growing until there was just tons of them. So when this new pharaoh came into power in Egypt, he was pretty scared and freaked out about all the Israelites. There was just so many of them. And so he was very concerned. He was like, well, there's so many of them. What's to say that if a nation invades Egypt, that they're not going to rise up against us and help our enemies out? So there was a lot of fear going on there. So the Pharaoh was like, wow, we got to be smart about this, folks. We got to be shrewd here. So he said, this is what we'll do. We'll take Joseph's family, this group of people, these Hebrews, these Israelites, and we're going to put them in slavery. We'll put them in bondage, and then they'll be our workforce. So we have this whole group of people living in Egypt that are slaves to the Egyptians, and they're being treated horribly. And now the Pharaoh is getting even more freaked out. He's like, okay, we got to do something else here. So let's take every male child the moment they're born, and we'll put them to death. That way, if there ever is this invading army, okay, the Israelites, our slaves, will not be able to rise up and revolt or rebel and join in against with our enemies against us. So anyways, that's the situation that was going on. And Pharaoh gets some of these nursemaids and says, look here. When these babies are being born, if it's a boy, just kill it right away. Well, they weren't about to do that. They were fearing the Lord. They wanted to please the Lord more than they wanted to please man. They were like, there's no way we're going to do that. So they weren't killing any babies at all. So Pharaoh pulls these ladies together. He's like, hey, what's going on, man? How come these ladies are still having male children? He's like, well, these Israelite ladies, man, they're strong. They're not like these Egyptian broads, man. These ladies, man, I mean, they're tough, man. They're having these babies before we can even get there. So Pharaoh says, okay, this is what we're going to do. Here's the deal. From now on, any male child that is born, throw it into the Nile River. Feed it to the crocodiles. I don't want any more little Hebrew baby boys ever. So that was the mandate that came down, and that's where we're going to start. Exodus 1 and verse 22. Then Pharaoh commanded his people, every son that is born to the Hebrews, you shall cast into the Nile, but you shall let every daughter live. Now let's think about that for a second. Okay, we're talking about going out of the fire into the frying pan. These guys, these Israelites, these Hebrews, they were in slavery, they were in bondage, they were not having a good time as it is. But now they can't have any male children, they're in a horrible place. Okay, so here we are again, Victory Life Church, here we are. Anybody who's listening or watching this message, we got some people that are going through a hopeless situation. Okay, but with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible, so there is no hopeless situation for the believer. Okay, and we know a lot of people, I'm sure we know a lot of people, that don't have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So that means we got to be about the Lord's business. We got to be about the Lord's business. We got to show people the love of Jesus. When we talk to people, we don't want to spread fear. We want to spread God's peace. We want to say, hey, you know what? You can get through this, okay? Have you heard about my Jesus? Amen. Can I get a witness? Then Pharaoh commanded all his people, every son that is born to the Hebrews, you shall cast into the Nile, but you shall let every daughter live. I want to read Psalms 91 and verse 1. Because this is what I want to invite every single believer to do, okay? We're not in a hopeless situation, but I guarantee you, you're going through something. And if you're not going through something right now, I don't know where you've been the last few months, but if you're not going through something, okay, you will go through something. So let's get into this word, and let's get it into our heart, and let's encourage one another with the word. Psalm 91 and verse 1, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. Man, I love this verse. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. So Christians, we have a decision to make. We have a choice to make. Okay, am I trusting in God through my difficulties? Am I running to the Lord with my problems? Or am I just trying to carry it all myself? Because we can't carry all this stuff ourselves. We're going to mess up. We're going to fall short. But see, here's the thing. If we run into the arms of the Lord, if we trust in the Lord, you're making the right decision because our God is able. Let me say that again. Our God is able. If you're listening to me out there or you're watching me in TV land, okay, stop eating the popcorn. Check it out. Your God is able. So I'm not going to try and do it on my own. I'm going to run into the arms of the Lord. When I start feeling anxiety or fear, discouragement trying to come onto me, hey, you know what? I'm going to call somebody that loves the Lord, that we can encourage one another. I'm going to get in the scriptures, man. I'm going to read over God's promises and build those up in my heart. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. Okay, crazy times are happening. I'm going to run into the arms of the Lord. And guess what? That's the best place we could possibly be. We'll abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Think about that. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, our God was able. Our God is able now. The same God that created all this, okay, that created the planets, the stars, all that stuff, he is more than able to get you through this situation, whatever it might be, okay? Listen, we'll abide. That's me. I'm going to hang out with him. I'm going to trust in him. It doesn't matter what anybody else is saying. We'll abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I'm close to him, and he's close to me, and he is the Almighty. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Jesus. We serve the one true God, the Almighty God. So here's the dealio. Here's the scoop. Here's the skinny. Here's the 411. All right? The order's done come down. You have a male child, throw it in the Nile River. Feed it to the crocodiles. That's a horrible situation. You went from being a slave to not being able to have a male child. That's a horrible thing, okay? Exodus 2 and verse 1. Now a man from the house of Levi went and took his wife, a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son. Uh-oh, all God's people said, uh-oh. Uh-oh. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him 3 months. Now, this is so cool because when I read this in the Bible, you can almost see this mama holding this precious newborn little baby and just looking at the baby, and there's so much love. You know, beautiful thing about mamas, man, they're so connected to their babies, and they just love their baby so much. And you can see this baby just looking up at Moses' mom, and Moses looking down at the baby, and she's like, this is a fine child right here. We got ourselves a fine child. Now, that's what the Bible says. She saw that he was a fine child. But just imagine how cute this little baby was. And she's like, you know what? I don't care what the government says, okay? I'm gonna be obedient to the Most High God. I'm going to put my trust in the Most High God, okay? I'm in a hopeless situation. That is a hopeless situation in the natural. You've been ordered by the government, if you have a male child, feed it to the crocodiles. Well, she says, I'm not going to do that. I love my child. So she hides the baby for 3 months. She does everything in the natural that she can do for her little one. Amen. And that's the beautiful thing about mamas, man. They love their babies. They love their babies. They love their babies. And thank God for good mamas that don't give up on their babies. Can I get a witness? Amen. Now, a man from the house of Levi went and took his wife. And a Levite woman, the woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him 3 months. She did all she could do. But when them lungs start getting strong, and you have to start thinking about the neighbors, are they going to hear this? You know, she had to think about her other babies, but she didn't give up. She didn't give up. She did everything she could do in the natural. And so I want to talk to all you mamas real fast out there, and daddies, but it's Mama's Day, so let's talk a little bit to the mamas here. We have a responsibility to our children to do everything that we can do for them. I don't mean give them everything they want. But we only have them in our care or in our home for a certain amount of time. You know, so the good book says this. Look at Proverbs 22 and verse 6. Train up a child in the way that train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Okay, so we got an obligation, mama. We got an obligation, daddies, okay, to train our children, to teach our children what is right and what is wrong. And we do everything we can do, but eventually they're going to have to go out into that world, you know. And that's where Moses' mom is at. She's like, I've done everything I can do in the natural for this little one, okay. But now I've got to think about my other little ones. I got to think about, you know, what's going to happen if the neighbors hear this baby crying. You know, what am I going to do? Okay, I'll tell you what she's going to do, the same thing that we're going to do, the same thing that godly mamas do. They put their trust in the Most High God. They give their burdens to the Lord. When things are bigger than you, we give it to the Lord. Amen. Can I get a witness? Psalm 91. Let's read that real fast. Look over here on the monitor. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. Moses' mama's got a big problem, man. What is she going to do? Run into the arms of the Lord. Church folk, what are you going to do? Big problem, scary problem. I'm going to run into the arms of the Lord because he is able. Okay? He is able. And it's still our decision. We trust the Lord for salvation and we believe in our hearts. We are saved folks. But we don't always trust him for our peace. And he says the punishment that brought us peace was on him. He paid for us to have peace during these crazy times. Okay, so we're going to run into the arms of the Lord. Psalms 91 and verse 1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, verse 2, I will say to the Lord, are we crying out to the Lord? Are you giving your burden to the Lord this morning, mamas? I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress. I'm calling out to God. I'm giving my burden to the Lord. And let me tell you who my God is. He is the Almighty. He is sovereign. He's in control. He is my refuge. He is my place of safety. If anything comes against me and it harms me and it hurts me, it's because God has allowed it for some great purpose. Amen? For some purpose bigger. Okay, for my growth and for God's glory. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress. Is God, is the Most High God, is the creator of the universe, is he your place of safety this morning? Is he your place of refuge? Is he the one you're running to? Are you spending time in the Word instead of being full of fear and anxiety, instead of freaking out? Are you running into the arms of the Lord? Because that's the place we need to be, beloved. And that's where Moses' mama is. She's like, I don't care what the government says. I don't care what the man says. I don't care what Pharaoh says. I'm not a man pleaser. I'm a God pleaser. And there's no way, okay, there's no way I'm throwing my baby in the Nile River. I will not do that. She's trusting the Lord. She's done did everything she can do in the natural. Let's carry on. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God. You see that? My God. Is he your God this morning? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Okay, because that's where it's all got to start. Okay, he can be your fortress. He can be your strong tower. He can be your place of refuge. But you have got to accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. Okay, and let's come to the place. Okay, let's. If you can hear me right now and you haven't done it, you need to do it. Because the Bible says that we have all fallen short. We have all broken God's law. We're sinners, man. Okay, and we need a Savior. And Jesus Christ paid for our salvation. All you have to do is realize I'm a sinner, I'm a mess, I need a Savior, and Jesus Christ is that Savior, and accept him as your Lord and Savior. Okay, and then you can say, I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress. He is everything I need. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God. And that is a good feeling to say with confidence. I'm not saying that I'm a perfect person. If you know me personally, you know I'm a mess. You know I'm a hot mess. You know I ain't right. But you know what? I do have this going for me. I belong to Jesus, and I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. You know what I mean? So I can say with confidence that the Lord God, the creator of the universe, he is my Father. Okay? And when he sees me, he sees the blood of his Son that has washed away my sins. And that is a great feeling. And I want everybody to be able to come to that place where they can be like, well, life's crazy. The world's a mess. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I'm trusting in God because I got relationship with him, and he's never let me down, and I know he won't let me down now. Give him some praise. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God. He's mine, and I am his. My God, in whom I trust. So there we go, beloved. We got to put our trust in the Lord. We got to trust in him. That's what Moses' mom is doing. Okay, let's carry on. Let's go to the next slide. Exodus 2, and we'll read verse 2 again. Moses' mama, she's in a pickle. She's in a real mess. A lot of peer pressure going on around there. I'm sure she's seeing people left and right taking their babies and feeding them to the crocodiles. She's like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. My baby is a gift from God. Mamas, do you understand that this morning? That your children are a gift from God. Your children are a gift from God, and we have an obligation to train them, to teach them what is right. Amen? But there does come that time, there does come that place where we have to just give them to the Lord. We always are going to be there for them. We're always going to teach them and instruct them. We're always going to let our light shine. But there always has to come that time and that place where you say, you know what, Lord? I give this boy to you. I give this child to you. They're out of my hands. I've done everything I can do. And where I've made mistakes and where I've fallen short, Lord, I repent of that, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make good by that. But I know my God is able. My God is able. Exodus 2 and verse 2. The woman conceived and bore a son, and when she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him 3 months. When she could hide him no longer, she took for him a basket made of bulrushes and daubed it with bitumen and pitch. She's making a little boat, man. Super cool, man. She takes a basket. She's like, I'm not killing my baby. I'm giving my baby to the Lord because my God is able. Okay? And imagine for 3 months she's held that little baby and she has sang to that little baby and prayed over that little baby. And she knew some way, somehow God has a plan for my baby. Okay, mamas, God has a plan for your child. God has a plan for your baby. So trust in the Most High God. Amen. Give it to God. And nothing's impossible for him. There's a lot of things that are impossible for us. But thank goodness, thank the good Lord that we belong to him because our God can do all things. Okay? All right. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. She took for him a basket made of bulrushes and daubed it with bitumen and pitch. She put the child in it and placed it among the reeds by the riverbank. Okay, everybody knows the story. She takes her baby, and could you imagine how that felt? Okay, God, I give this little one to you. I know you have a plan for this little one, but I can no longer keep it in my house. I got to think about my other babies, but I'm giving this one to you. I'm giving them all to you. But this one, Lord God, I know you are able. I know you can do something for my little one. So she lays them in the riverbank, man, up by the bulrushes, okay? Let's the baby go. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read Psalm 91 again, starting at verse 2. Look on your monitors, beloved, if you're blessed enough to be at church this morning. If you're not here with us, Psalm 91, get into it, read it, love it, meditate on it. It's awesome. Verse 2, I will say to the Lord, I'm going to give this to you, God. I'm going to give it to you. I'm serious about this. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. I got nowhere else to turn, Lord. This is a big deal. I'm putting my baby in the Nile River, but not like Pharaoh expected me to. I made a little boat for him. And I'm trusting in you, Lord, to watch out for my baby. He's in your hands now. My God in whom I trust. Put your trust in the Lord, okay? Your children ain't acting the way they should be. You don't know what's going to happen with them. Okay, I'm going to do everything I can do, but I'm going to trust in the Lord because I know my God is able. Can I get a witness? Verse 3, okay, now check this out. I'm going to put my trust in God because my God is big enough. My God is able. Now check it out. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler. My God will deliver me from all the traps of the enemy. My God has a plan for me. My God is going to get me through this. Some of us just need to sit back and clear our head and focus on the Most High God and say, you know what? I'm just going to give it to you because I know you will get me through this. Without you, I don't know what's going to happen. But with you, I know all things are possible, and I know that you're going to be with me, so the end result is going to be a great result. The end result is going to give you glory, and it's going to give me that growth that I need. Amen? For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Man, that's a verse everybody needs to be really close to right now. That is a verse that we should all be quoting and meditating on all the time. You know, God's going to deliver me. God's going to take care of me. It doesn't matter what the newsman says. It doesn't matter what Uncle Joe Bill said. Okay, I appreciate Joe Bill. He's a great guy. Okay, but I'm trusting in the Most High God. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Sound like a plan? Amen. Trust in the Most High God. So Moses' mama had to do, out of my hands. Here you go, little Moses. Love you, baby. Love you. Coo-coo, baby. Love you. You know, giving it to God, trusting in God. Psalm 91. Psalm 91 and verse 14. Look over here on your monitors, guys. All the way at the bottom of Psalm 91. This is a good one. Psalm 91 and verse 14. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. Love that part of that verse, man. It reminds me of walking around with my little girls, man. My little Gracie, when she gets freaked out, man, she holds fast to me in love. She's like, she'll squeeze me so tight. You know, it's something silly. To me, it's something silly, like a little bug or a moth or something, man. She'll freak out, and she'll hold me, and I'll grab her, and she'll squeeze me so tight. She's holding fast to me because she knows in her heart that if that thing, whatever it is, if it's bad, if it means to harm her, that her daddy will do whatever it takes to keep her safe. Okay, so here we are. God's saying, looky here. The ones that hold fast to me in love because they love me and they know. They know that their only hope is me, that this is bigger than them. Okay, I'm not going to let them down. God's saying, I'm not going to let them down. They're putting their trust in me. I will not let them down. Let that sink in, guys. If you're listening out there, let that sink in, okay? We're trusting in God, and God says, well, I'm not going to let you down. Keep in mind, it doesn't always have to work out the way you think it has to work out. But it'll work out better than you can imagine, because we want God's will to be done. Can I get a witness? Hey, when Moses' mama put that baby in the river, she didn't know what was going to happen. She said, God, you're in control. I'm expecting you to do something good. I don't know what you're going to do, but it's out of my hands, and you are good. I'm trusting in you. That's what we got to do with our babies. That's what we got to do with our problems, our burdens. Give them to God. Amen? Amen? All right, tell the truth. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Psalm 94 and verse 14. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. Because he loves me, because he's trusting in me, I'm going to get him through this. I will protect him. Isn't that good to know that your God is a protecting God? That your God is not going to give you more than you can handle, which we all know he'll give us way more than we can handle. But we can handle a whole lot more through him. So he will give us a lot so we run into his arms. Does that make sense this morning? He'll give you more than you can handle because you run into his arms, and that's where we need to be. That's where the peace is. Amen? Because we can do all things through Christ. Okay, because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. See, I'm going to protect him because he knows my name. I'm going to protect him because he's mine. He is my child. In the Bible, a name speaks of what that person is like, okay? Not just, hey, Bill, you're Bill, but, okay, this is what this person is about. This name represents his character, okay? So he knows my name. He knows my character. He knows that he can trust in me. He knows that I'm a faithful God. He knows about me. He doesn't just know about me, but we're in relationship, okay? He is my son. She is my daughter. He or she's trusting in me. I'm going to get them through this. And I just want to encourage everybody in here, whatever it is, trust in the Most High God. He'll get you through it. Amen? Amen. I will protect him because he knows my name. Let's go to the next slide, beloved. Okay, so here's the dealio. Here's the deal. Okay, Moses' mama puts the baby in the river in a little boat. Okay, and Moses' little sister, or Moses' big sister actually, is watching from the distance, you know, seeing what's going to happen to baby Moses in the boat. And one of the neatest things in all of Scripture, one of the many neat things in Scripture happens, the little boat floats down to where Pharaoh's daughter is taking a bathtub, where Pharaoh's daughter is bathing. Okay, so she sees something over there in the bushes, over there in the weeds over on the bank, and she's like, hey, go check that out for me. What is that over there? To her little slave girls, to her little attendants. And they bring back the basket, all right, opens it up, and oh, it's a baby. It's a brand new baby boy. When she opened it, Exodus 2 and verse 6, guys. When she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby was crying. She took pity on him. Underline that. She took pity on him. She didn't have to take pity on him. Okay, she was an Egyptian. She was the daughter of Pharaoh. She could have been like, oh, somebody's breaking the law, because that baby was supposed to be drowned in the Nile. That baby was supposed to be crocodile bait. Okay. Someone take this off and throw it off the bridge. She could have done that. But she had pity on the baby. Okay? Even though they were supposedly mortal enemies of the Israelites, she took pity on the baby. See, whatever you're going through with your babies, ain't nothing impossible. Okay? We got to turn our children over to the Lord. We train them up. We do the best we can do. Amen? But guess what? I give them to the Lord. Because with him, nothing is impossible, okay? So maybe your child's going through a hard time right now. Maybe your child's in prison. You don't know if he's going to get out. Maybe your child is just sowing their wild oats and you don't know if you're ever going to see him again. Maybe your child says, I don't like you. Whatever you got going on, give them to the Lord. Trust in the Lord, okay, because our God can do all things. Because listen, Pharaoh's daughter could have handled that a whole lot of different ways, okay? But Pharaoh's daughter saw that little Hebrew baby and it melted her heart, okay? Matter of fact, I want to read Galatians 6 and verse 9, guys. No, scratch that. I want to read Proverbs 21 and verse 1. Because our God, who is able, our God has the ultimate say. Our God has the last say, okay? So it doesn't matter what's going on in your little world. I know your problems are real, and I know you're going through a tough time. But, okay, our God is in control, and he is the decision maker. I'm going to put my trust in him. Proverbs 21 and verse 1. The king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. Isn't that cool? A king might say, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. You might say, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Well, guess what? God has the ultimate say. God has the ultimate say. So when Pharaoh's daughter sees this little baby, God says, you know what? That baby's going to cry. And your heart's going to melt, Pharaoh's daughter, and you're going to be, you're going to love that baby so much. You're going to want to raise that baby as your own. Because God is a big God. Can I get a witness? Amen. The king's heart is a stream of water in the hands of the Lord. So God directs the heart of kings. Nothing's impossible for him. All right? That's our God, man. the king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will. So Pharaoh's daughter could have been like, yep, go throw that off the bridge. She didn't do that because God has the last say. Whatever you're going through, remember, we serve the one true God, and guess what? He's got your back. So put your trust in him. The king's heart is a stream of water, thank you, Jesus, in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 7, Exodus 2 and verse 7. Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, this is brave right here, man. Check out this little one, man. This is Pharaoh. This is Moses' big sister who's been watching, you know, the little bucket, the little basket with baby Moses in it, you know. She's watching the basket, seeing what's going to happen. Baby drifts down close to Pharaoh's daughter, okay? And so she sees this awesome opportunity, man. Talk about bold, okay? We got to trust in the Lord. That's what this little girl's doing. She's trusting the Lord. She's running up to Pharaoh's daughter, okay? Moses' sister's little slave girl. She ain't got no business anywhere near Pharaoh's daughter. She runs up to her, and she's got this excellent advice. God is so good. See, our God does the impossible. See, this thing is going to turn out way better than Moses' mama could have ever imagined, okay? She just knew that this is out of my hands. I got to trust in God. I've done everything I can do in the natural. I'm giving my baby to God. She puts it in the river. And now something real amazing is happening. So I'm just here to tell you, Miss Sandy, put your problems in the Lord's hands because he is able. Amen. Okay. Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call you a nurse from the Hebrew women? There's no shortage of Hebrew women that ain't got babies right now. You know, you want me to go get one of them? Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call you a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you? Well, clever girl. All God's people say clever girl. Clever girl, man. She's like, yes. See, we can be bold, man. We can be bold in the face of opposition because we trust in the name of the Lord. We know our God has the ultimate say in whatever situation we're going through. Talking about setting a table before you in the presence of your enemies, okay, this little baby is going to be raised in the house of Pharaoh now, okay? Anyways, and Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. So the girl went and called the child's mother. Could you imagine how awesome this would be? Here comes Moses' big sister running through the house. Mama, mama! Hey, hey, I thought you were watching the baby in the Nile in the bucket floating. It's like, yeah. I got to tell you something, mama. Pharaoh's daughter wants to take the baby as her own, but something really, really cool is happening. We get to take Moses back home with us. We get to take him back home with us, and you get to nurse him, and you get all kinds of extra time with him now. See, guys, isn't God good? Hopeless situation, man. Totally hopeless situation. By law, by mandate, take your boy baby, throw it in the Nile River. Let the crocodiles eat it. That's what you have to do. She said, nope, I'm trusting in God. I'm not worried about pleasing man. I'm trusting in God. She gives it to God. She does everything she can do in the natural, okay? Gives it to God. And that's not to be overlooked. We got a responsibility. Mamas, you know that. We got a responsibility with our babies. We got to teach them. We got to train them up. But when we see some behavior that we think's kind of freaky, kind of weird, hey, God's got this. God's got this. I ain't sweating it. My God is able. Tell the truth. Am I telling the truth this morning? Thank you, Jesus. Okay. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. So the girl went and called the child's mother. Verse 9, and Pharaoh's daughter said to her, take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages. So the woman took the child and nursed him. That's better than she could ever have imagined. In a neighborhood where nobody's getting to keep their boy babies, this lady said, I'm standing on God's word. I'm standing on his promises. I know God has a plan for my baby. Let God be true and every man a liar. I'm not going to give in to fear. I'm going to trust in the Most High God. Okay. And guess what happened? Well, you know what happened. She has to meet with Pharaoh's daughter. And Pharaoh's daughter like, looky here. Take this little cute baby home. Nurse it. Take good care of it. Treat it like it was yours for a little bit. You know what I mean? Give it lots of love. And I'll make sure you get paid for it too. I'll make sure. She was a slave, man. Moses' mama was a slave. You know what that means? There wasn't no retirement plan. You worked until you died. You weren't getting no money saved up in your 14-9-OK or 401-4K or all that business. You weren't even getting a paycheck, dude. You know what I mean? She was like, hey, I'm going to pay you to make sure you take good care of my baby. See, God works things out better than we could ever imagine. So listen, whatever you're going through this morning, mamas, whatever you're going through this morning, beloved, give it to God. Trust in God, because he can do things that other folks cannot do. That's the understatement of the year, right? Amen. What man can do, what man cannot do, our God can do, and that's the God we serve. Okay, tell the truth, shame the devil. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages. You imagine Moses' mama's jaw must have just dropped. Okay, yeah, I'll take that baby, and I'll pay you handsomely for it. What? What's that even mean? You're going to get paid money for taking care of your own baby. Nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages. So the woman took the child and nursed him. Isn't God good? God is so good. So why in the world are we always freaking out, man, and so stressed out? We're going to praise God during our storm. We're going to keep our focus on God during our storm. We're going to give our burdens to the Lord. We're going to give our babies to the Lord. We're going to give our loved ones to the Lord. We're going to trust in him, because our God promises an amazing result. Okay? Trust in the Lord. Galatians 6 and verse 9. This is a doozy right here. Galatians 6 and verse 9. And let us not grow weary of doing good. You ever get like that? You ever get tired of doing the right thing? You ever get tired of following what the Bible says? You're like, well, God says, hey, don't get tired, man. It's okay, because you're going to reap a big harvest one day. Well, God, I'm tired of being respectful to these people when they treat me like this. Well, what does the Bible say about that? Okay, because that's our job, is to follow the Bible. Amen. We got to let our light shine. We want to be God pleasers more than we want to be man pleasers. And remember, it's got to be more of God and less of me. Anyways, and let us not grow weary in doing good. Don't give up, Moses' mama. Don't give into the status quo, Moses' mama. Don't give up. Keep doing good. Keep doing everything you can do. Keep trusting in me. For in due season, we will reap. Oh man, isn't that awesome? Don't get tired of doing the right thing, Christian folk. Don't get tired of doing the right thing, church people. Okay, because at the right time, you're going to reap a fat harvest. In the right time, you're going to reap a fat harvest. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Don't give up on your babies, mamas.
Never.
Don't give up on your babies. Trust in Jesus. Mamas, I love you. Jesus, we love you. And I just want to tell everybody, put your trust in Jesus. Praise him through your storm. Don't listen to what anybody says except for what the Lord says, because he is able. Father God, we love you. We praise you. Thank you for your encouragement, Lord. Let us not grow weary in doing the right thing. Let us be there for one another. Let us be a light to a lost and dying world. Let us lead our loved ones to the foot of the cross. Let us be obedient to your word. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen.